It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
If I am correct, and I'm not always correct when it comes to these things, in all other ways, yes, this way, no, but I'm assured by the management of KDAWN, a delightful new company that owns one of the biggest, strongest, most powerful stations in the West, what I'm happy to be on. I've been on it for KDWN 720 on the dial, by the way. We're on from 9 o'clock to 11. The first hour there is on tape, but the second hour is live. And so that's really nice. So, hello, Las Vegas. Oy Vegas. I'm coming to your town. As you know, there's been a slow transfer of power from the old owners to the new one. The old owners was my good friend, Al Williams. If it wasn't for him, he's deceased. He was over 90 when he passed away. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be on the air. My best friend. He loved me and I loved him. And I don't think, sometimes I don't see him for 10 years. We talk every now and then. But a sweet, good man that was. And I appreciate him. And I also appreciate the new station. New management seem to be just like that. I have a feeling they love this country. And so I get the feeling, but just talking to the people, that the management, I just get the sense that there's, it's not just for money. It's something, I know that, I know talk radio is that way. It's not the money, it's the good that it can do. That's, my organization is all about that too. You need money, of course. But there aren't many organizations like that. And I just get a good sense about these things. You've got to be businesslike. I get it. I have to be businesslike, but the thing is, it's not very easy for me to be businesslike because we're a non-profit 501c3 church, actually. Very unlike most churches, but still, nevertheless. One that's most like the one that was for 2,000 years ago. That they didn't have a building, although we do. And I give a talk in the theater every Sunday morning. We have our own facilities, but it's too far out of town in where we are in Grants Pass, Oregon. And so there's more convenient. Gas prices are high and everything, so we do a local discussion. But it's just like that. And I just want to, you know, show my appreciation for the new management of KDAWN. And I wouldn't say that what I'm thinking in my heart. I could just say nothing about it if they weren't any good. You know what I mean? I could do that. And just, but I just sense it. And I'm going to enjoy another 46 years. I knew my friend for 46 years. You know, I will tell you a little story. I mean, I remember coming from Houston and just wanting to go and give this message to the world. I was practicing hypnotherapy, and I discovered religion. I discovered the dark side and the bright side, and I discovered how the dark side worked. And I found out how to free people from the dark side, because life itself is hypnosis. I've got a book called The Hypnosis of Life. And if you understand the dark side, if you understand your dark side and understand the game it plays, you can win. If you don't understand the game it plays, it's subtle. The evil was the most subtle of all the creatures in the garden, and believe me, it's subtle. But it's very simple. Once you see the game, there's a one single principle behind all the games. And once you understand the one single principle, all the games go away. You can't win. You don't have to be smart. I'm not smart. Just understand the games. It's all by one single principle. Oh, there's the principle again. Oh, there's the principle again. Anyway, Mr. Williams wouldn't let me on the air, and he was just starting his radio station in KDAWN in Inglewood and Los Angeles. And he wouldn't let me on because he said, you can't make a living with all these screaming preachers. So I had to get a friend to get me on. And then, of course, it was a success. And then he said, can you do a talk radio show? And I said, yeah, I'll try. And here I am. That's how it happened. Do you suffer from anxiety, and do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is, you already have within you the power to solve your own problems, but first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you.
It's time for Advice Line.
I'm not very forgiving. I can remember things clear back in grade school where people hurt my feelings.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I've been diagnosed as bipolar and post-traumatic stress syndrome. I wait for your show generally every day. I think about it, and then I forget to watch it. And I'm wondering if I'm unconsciously fall asleep.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
We'll try Mike. We had a little echo on the phone. Are you there, Mike? And your mother was ill, and was she dying from cancer or something?
She's still actually going strong. I expected it to be a lot worse, and I'm the one who's getting worse, and she seems to be hanging in perfectly
fine. But what was my advice to you so that was troublesome?
Yeah, well, I took your advice, I agreed with it, and which was basically to separate emotionally from her, which was critical, because I was becoming a basket case.
Oh, that's right, and she's
yeah.
She was actually living from it.
Absolutely, I know that. That's where that hit home. And I
know, when you stop doing that, now you're going to have another guilt, though. Because I can't tell you everything all at once. When you stop feeding yourself to other people and gratifying yourself with the nod of approval. Of course, you're going to feel guilty. There's always a guilt. Damned if you love your mother, and you feel damned if you don't. And when you stop loving, see, your mother, like, it's like going to church, being addicted to church. Now, notice the difference between going to church and being addicted to church. And like an alcoholic, you can drink, but you don't have to be addicted to drink. There's a big difference between the two. So, let me start with the church first, and I'll get back to your mother. If you go to church and you're addicted to it, it means that it sucks. It means the church gives you a rush and gives you a feeling, but it's becoming your dope. And it's the same with a woman. If you love a woman for the rush she gives you, all she's doing is filling you with the illusion of worth, but it's only an illusion. A person who has an illusion of worth has rejected the truth of what worth is, and accepted the lie of what worth isn't, but it's called ego. And so, damned if you get it, because there's guilt for accepting a lie that you are something and giving a piece of yourself to the liar, which is what you do with your mom, which is what men do with women, and it's what men, that's why churches get big and people get like nothing, people become small and nothing. They become sheeple and not people. And dictators do the same thing. All the same principle. No difference. So when you stop giving yourself to your mother, you're going to feel another guilt. But it's the guilt you've been running away from. The guilt that you've been running away from catches up with you. And it makes you aware that you are nothing. You do not resent knowing it. You're going to go through a lot of pain. Like you're going to die. If you're what a mean person you are, because you're not emotionally loving your mother anymore. But the truth is, you're guilty for having done that. And if you just stand still and let that guilt catch up with you, it feels like fingernails on a chalkboard. It feels like you want to disappear into the ground. And
it's actually taken on. I mean, I've gone through. I'm actually can see myself being schizophrenic going back and forth.
Oh, of course. You've always been schizophrenic.
Yeah, but now I can see myself doing it, which is...
Ah, so.
Oh my God! But I'll be driving in the car, and all of a sudden, a yell will come out of me. A loud yell. I mean, people are looking at me, and I can't close my mouth, and it's like
screaming. You're having a little exorcism.
That's happened about three times in the last week.
I get it. You're possessed. You're possessed because your mother has been the ground of your being, and not God. Your mother's possessive.
But
your mother's possessed. That's why she's dying.
Yes, and the more that I
and she's taking you with her. She's
yes, and I feel I got a little relief the other day when I was in the emergency room in the hospital. I've been getting medical manifestations, and they check me out and they say I'm fine and I'm this and that, but I mean real true, like I can't breathe.
I get it, but this is happening because you're panicking. This is happening because there's something inside you that's, the monster that's in your mother that's sucking on you.
Yes.
That's inside you now.
Yes.
And the monster inside you cries out for your mother, and your mother calls to it to feed yourself to it, and like a good little slave of hell you did. And so now, you detach yourself from it, and it's going crazy.
Yeah, it's like that thing knows.
No, but you're not going crazy. It's going crazy. Go ahead. That thing knows. Go ahead.
About a month ago, when I didn't call my mother for two or three days, I mean, normally I would speak with her two or three times a day, and then when she caught on that I was being that.
There you go.
You know, one, two, three. I could sense. I could through the phone line. I could feel. You know, like this thing was going to make its final run somehow, and that's when all the medical problems and...
I know, it's panicking, but you just, this is what you do. Now, are you meditating, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, you do your meditation, but the meditation helps you to have a certain, retain a certain frame of consciousness. And the rule of thumb is, recognize that it's going through a panic because... It's not you that's panicking, it is Ipt. So fear not. Just stand back and watch the thing that's afraid. It's not you that's afraid. It's it that's afraid. And it's not you who are dying, it is it that is dying. But because you're so identified with it, you think it's you. You got to stop thinking it's you and you'll be okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have a little few fits. And you're going to have a little thrashing around the room all by yourself. And you're going to have some strange noises coming out of you. All kinds of stuff. Don't let it bother you.
Okay.
It knows I'm talking to you about it.
Oh, it doesn't like you. I know that.
No. If I was there, I could do the exorcism on you right away. And you'd see a hell of a display.
About 20 years ago when I first... I had fallen away from, but for a while it was great, and you actually touched me in Philadelphia, and you said, "Oh,
yeah,
something
growling."
Yeah,
it was there then. It was there then.
And that day when I came out, I felt like it was in another world. I felt wonderful. I never, and I fell away for a while. I'm 40 now. I think I'm never going to fall back again. I'm on the right track now. I had a million pounds of suffering, all kinds of things. Just the way you talk about it, right on the money. I mean. And somehow something has been saving me in the nick of time my whole life. In the nick of time, and I'm not going to...
There's an angel on your shoulder. Oh. Otherwise, can you imagine people all the way in, and they don't even know what they're into? It's just like a living hell because there's no light.
Yeah, I could actually see that going on in people now.
It's only it and hell. See?
Yeah.
You are blessed. You don't know how blessed you are. Just... Don't let it go this time. You're going to go through a little rough time right now, but otherwise it's okay. You'll be okay.
That's okay. I actually said to myself, I left the hospital one day. I said, you know what, to myself without words, it's just my body, whatever. I'm not going to give up because it wanted me to
kill
my mother. And then when that happened, like a feeling, like a warm flush came over me, my nasal pad. I can't explain it. And somehow I knew it was like relief. And I know I'm on the right track. I guess
you listen to your papa.
Yes, I really appreciate you, Roy. I really do, and what you stand for, and God bless you.
Thank you, and He blesses those who bless me. Okay, and he curses those who curse me. All right, thank you very much. That's what the good book says, doesn't it? Exactly that. All right, now we're going to go to, I think we'll go to Phoenix and a follow-up. I think these follow-up calls are interesting because we see a little progress sometimes and sometimes not, but more often than not, it's a progress. Okay, progress report from Lee. Is it positive or negative, Lee?
Very positive, and I want to say thank you and God bless you. I forgave her like you asked me to.
And?
My life has turned a 360-degree turn.
But there's a fly in the ointment and you wouldn't call me.
What's that?
There's a fly in the ointment, otherwise you wouldn't call me.
So, but there is.
Okay.
First of all, when I said I was depressed, you said, no, there's no such thing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not depressed. I was being hard on myself like you said I was.
That's right.
Second of all, I forgave her. I called her and actually forgave her. She kind of wouldn't let me talk, but I had to get that out.
You let it go?
Yes.
And so now you're free. You're freer than you were before, but you're not yet free yet. There's one more thing.
Yes.
There's one more thing.
She's actually got a promotion to relocate to another state.
So you make a living, do you?
Yes, sir, I do.
You have a nice job?
It's not as nice as I would like it to be.
Is it as nice as hers?
But her way of asking me was really weird in that she said...
She wants you to move in with her.
Basically, yes.
I get it. The answer is no.
Okay.
Then she's gonna move away and expect you to go with her like a little doggy.
Yeah.
No.
That's why.
You know what you do? Say, listen. When you have a relationship with a woman, it should be a relationship with the idea you're going to marry her.
And that's what I want to do. But
this is the woman to marry. Now if you're going to marry this woman, who's going to be in charge? You or her?
I would hope the good Lord would be in charge of it.
No. But Lord and you, or because it wouldn't be the Lord and her that would be in charge. It'd be the other fellow.
Okay.
So what she's doing is she's inviting you to move in, and she'll move into you, and you'll be stuck again. What you get into gets into you.
Okay.
You get into drugs, the drug pusher gets into you, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so she's playing a game. Now, this is what will happen. If you say, sorry, I've got my own life, if you want to join my life, that's what men do. And if I want to be a little pussycat and little dog on the end of a leash, I'll go where you go. And I'm not going that way. That's nice of you. But you don't have to say that. You can just know that.
Right.
And then she's gonna throw a fit. And then you're going to reveal herself for what she is. And after she's calmed down, she's met a man that she couldn't manipulate. And she'll be, then maybe you have a future with her.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Because my words to her was, if we can't get along here, what makes you think we'll get along there?
I wouldn't even argue. My wife, when I first met my wife, she said, I'm going to take you to the movie. She said, I want to go see this movie. I said, you either come with me or you go by yourself, and if I go with you, you pay for me.
Right.
See? I set the stage. And she used to smoke. One night, we were married, and I said, never touch those things again. Ever. That's part of the deal. So one evening, I'm sitting in the nightclub. It was a sort of nice, a dinner place. And sitting with a client, a jewelry store that I was doing business with. And he offered her a cigarette, and she reached out and said, my wife doesn't smoke. That's it. She doesn't smoke.
Is that being controlling?
Yes. It's a good control.
That's what I'm accused of being.
Yeah, that's a good control. It's called correction. You said you wouldn't smoke. Why are you reaching for it? You don't let that pass. And when you get older and you have children and you let your woman have her way with you, her naughty way, having a good way you permit, but having her own way and a selfish way and being out of order way, you do not permit.
Okay.
Nor should she permit that with you.
Okay.
But if you allow that, the children will look at you and says, why does mom get away with things and we can't? And they take their mother's side. and the mother has contempt for you because she can. There'll never be a marriage if you let a wedded woman get away with what she wants to get away with, ever. Set the stage, and if she's going to walk away, let her go.
Yeah, she said no tomatoes with me as far as, like, no drinking. And, you know, I totally agree with that. I should, no one should drink
alcohol. No. Well, she's already talking. She's setting the table for you already. She can't talk to you and say no drinking, no this, and no. But she's being your sergeant major. I'd drop that woman like a hot potato.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
You're gonna
bless the day you called.
Thank you.
All right. All right. There's a big argument in the news. It's just smarter, men or women. And I've told you, men are superior in everything. So you can't really prove it, but if you could find the two most beautiful and most perfect women, the man and the woman, the best in the world, the men would always be, the relation should be that the woman should look to the good in the man. If it's going to be a marriage, this is what usually ends up with. You don't have a man and a woman, it's going to be a relationship. That the smartest woman in the world is going to look for the man that's smarter than her. In other words, she loves what's right. Otherwise, she wouldn't recognize that he had this strength and he has the manliness that she needs to save her from the world. Because she's not strong enough to deal with the world, but she loves truth to the point where she's to be selectively marry a man who loves what's right more than her. Because if a man doesn't love what's right more than the woman, she's going to have her way with it. And the devil, if you believe in such a thing, is going to have her way with both of them. And the children will hate your guts. And nobody will hate you. You won't even have respect for yourself. So that's the end of who's smarter. Men must be wiser. What kind of woman marries a man dumber than herself? That's really a dumb woman. Or a controlling one. And there's not much brains in a controlling one. They have no respect for brains. Women that are controlling, they have no brains. They don't have any tolerance for people who are good and come from a good place and have endless revelations and understanding like Einstein and Newton and people like that. They have difficulty with women. I have difficulty with my wife, but thank God I know what a woman wants. Unlike Freud, of course. And so I'm okay. I've done very well, I think. And I've never lost. I've never given up. Never given in. I've held my ground. And it's been a long journey. I'm 78. She's 74, 75, I suppose. And she just began to wake up the last year or so. And what a fool she's been asleep all her life. And playing games and how lucky she is to marry a man that's wiser than her. That's the man's job, to save her from herself and save the children from the mother and the mother from herself. But first of all, a man must save himself from his mother by way of his father, but if he can't, he has to save himself from his mother, from his wife. And when he's saved from those, then he becomes the authority, the noble authority that all families need. And our politics and the happiness in the world will be forever. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. The right order. God in Christ, Christ in man, Christ, man over woman, and woman respecting the man, have the woman's respect. Respect their mother. The children respect the mother, who respects the father, who respects the Holy Spirit, and which comes from God. And if that order is reversed, that's what hell on earth is all about. And the mystery is, what is a noble man? That's what I posed in the opening question. What is nobility? What is it about a person that they have ultimate authority? Didn't Jesus have ultimate authority over the crowd? Didn't he rescue Mary Magdalene? They were going to stone her, and without any weapons, he stood in front of that woman who is without sin, cast the first stone. He was as bold as you please. He protected the woman from the world. He loved her. not like other people. He was an authority, not like the scribes. They went to school. He never went to school. He had the nature. So, you Christian ministers, next time you say in the name of Jesus, try to modify it a little bit and understand it's not the name by itself. It's the nature. You have control over good control, and so you should. You have control over the world around you. Because if you don't, evil will. You have a good control. I have a good control over in my family. You might say that I am a benevolent dictator. I do not abuse my power. I know right from wrong, and you're not going to get away with any of it. Over my dead body, you're not going to get away with it. And if you can do this with women, gentlemen, start off on your right foot, if you know what I mean. And you'll be okay. Understand, but a woman needs correction. They all do. I heard had a discussion that was going on Fox News, and they had this dizzy comedian. It was just the most stupid woman I ever... Well, who's smarter, men or women? And, of course, her argument, well, we got all the credit cards, and we make... They're smart because we make them think they're smart, and they're the boss because we make them think they're boss. Ha, 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 ha. That's not smarter, that's craftier. I give you that, women are craftier, but they're not smarter. And men are stupefied by it. They're less stupid because of the relationship. So, gentlemen, I think you better look at your need for your mama in your wife or a woman. And you don't chase a woman till she catches you. Like I told the gentleman a while ago. Let the anger go, because that's how you get manipulated. Oh, now he feels free about that, but she's wants to conquer still. She would lost that round, but she says, you've got to move in with me. And besides, I've got a job, I'm going to be moving somewhere else. Naturally, she's going to give you some sex, which you shouldn't have. That'll hook you. And then you're addicted to drugs, the sexual drug. And then you'll follow like a little dog on the end of a leash. And you will live one contemptuous life. Women shouldn't be in charge of hardly anything. And it's not that they... Look, my daughter is an entrepreneur. But and she's a real go-getter. She got her own radio show. She got all kinds. She's got six businesses. And not that they're all doing that great, but they're doing okay. She takes on too much. She's teaching her kids to be entrepreneurs. And if you ask her, well, she talks about it on the radio. I married my husband because I respect him. I had a father that I saw. I respect the father, and I see how important it is for a woman to respect. To marry a man she can respect. I respect my husband. He's in charge. When I'm not there, then I have his authority. And when I'm not there for my kids, my son has the authority over my little daughter. And they all know that. It's a divine order. It works beautifully. No men in the home, or if he's there, he ain't there, you know what I mean? All hell breaks loose, and where do you think it comes from? The woman. The serpent and the woman, they have a relationship. They are empowered by men's weakness, falling from grace. They are born from her. They go back to her little understanding that there's another place where we can be reborn, gentlemen. And when you're reborn, you found what Adam lost, and that will make a good woman's heart glad. We'll be right back. Do you suffer from anxiety, and do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quietening technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is, you already have within you the power to solve your own problems, but first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you. Now, I'm going to give some advice about what books to buy. Before you read any of the books by yours truly, I would recommend you download the free CD on the web, FHU.com. It's called Be Still and Know. It will put you in a frame of mind, an objective frame of mind, where you can read some of my books. Because you have to have the veil of emotional veil taken away from your eyes. Women have an emotional world. Men are logical. Women are, well, they're rational, they can rationalize. They want to draw you into, you gentlemen, into her world. And you have to draw her out of her world. And so women, you have to learn to see your own willfulness. And men, you're going to have to see your own need for the emotional state to which you have fallen and have lost your dignity and your ultimate authority, relationship with the ultimate authority, which then you become, you're empowered from that over the lady, the dark side of the lady. So you need to get that, both of you. There's got to be a willingness to be corrected by a man, and a man must be strong enough to stand up, you know, and take the gaff of, you know, not putting up with any nonsense, not to go along to get his fix, if you know what I mean. So you go get that CD. Then you need to get this book. Well, the other books you can read on the web for free too. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions. You should buy those books. But if you don't want to buy them, you can read them for free. But here's a book that's not up on the web. We are going to have e-books in the future, but we're not ready yet. It's called A Book Every Parent Should Read, How to Survive Your Parents. After the break, I'm going to read a little bit to you. I have callers, but the callers are not on topic. I just had a wonderful conversations about mothers, controlling mothers, and schizophrenic son, and then a controlling female, and I gave some good advice. I don't see the lines lighting up to say, tell me more. Here's, I got a similar situation. I see calls. Well, I'm going to take care of that. But first of all, I'm going to read a little bit about what love is. It's called How You Survive Your Parents. I'm going to read just a little bit, enough to tease you to buy the book. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. 866 Radio Roy, it's business hours, West Coast time. Thank you. Yes, I told my audience during the break that I was going to read a little bit out of a book called How to Survive Your Parents, I wrote 30 years ago. A book every parent should read, and it's about women. And you may not like it, you ladies, but you know, good women will like what I'm saying. Here it is, A Force Called Love. I'm not going to read you the whole book, just enough to tease you to buy it. Most women do not realize the harm they do to their children by resisting a man's good-natured correction. That is, if they're lucky enough to be married to a halfway decent man. And men rarely realize the harm they do by failing to give that correction, not having any real love to give. That's what love is. Correct your children, you love them. That's more important than anything because they ain't perfect, and you can't look at your wife as if she was perfect, and you're giving yourself to perfection. The essence of true love is not billing and cooing and being nice and friendly. It is correction, but you have to be correct yourself and do it correctly. Correction is the love we all need, but it is also what many of us fear. Great wisdom and superb strength are needed to correct errant behavior. The basic principle is to realize that love is the facet of understanding which reveals itself in justice and in strength. First, love is patient. Without patience, everything you say or do will be wrong. Second, the effect of your love is not your responsibility. You may see the need to point out the errors or faults to another, but you're not responsible for the outcome, whether or not they accept your correction or become belligerent. It is relieving to know that you personally are never responsible for changes in another person. Your pride must never be involved. The determination of your individual responsibility depends upon the relationship you have, whether it's your wife or husband, child, friend, stranger, or employee. You've got more responsibility with your wife. You have to ensure an outcome, but that takes patience, endurance, and not run away because it doesn't work the first time. Third, love must be silent. Bear in mind that silent corrections are just as potent as verbal ones, if not more so. The right kind of silence, at the right time, at the right kind of look, with the perfect timing, has a powerful meaning impact. By correction, I mean standing as patient, long-suffering example of what another should see in themselves. To understand why you must be patient, non-responsive, you need to know the true nature of man. People were not created to take shape from emotional pressure. Women know how to do that, don't they, gentlemen? The divine will and purpose, expressing itself through the pressure of conscience, must be the order of life. It is only natural to try to rebel against outrageous authority. Since most children cannot rebel successfully, they end up conforming to the pressure and expressing the will behind the pressure, and so on and so forth. And so that's what I'm going to read right now, because if the children have a will, you can't respond to a will with a will, because it's the evolution of wills, and that's called hell on earth. The children and your wife have wills. But your will must be his will. You have a resigned will. And the resigned will is the nature of God in you, and it's impenetrable. And when a woman tests a man like that, she is angry. She feels like she's not loved because you won't worship her. You won't yield to her. And she'll try to degrade you and demoralize you and call you all kinds of names. I know you're having sex with Roy Masters. They do all kinds of stupid things. You have to hold your ground, and you just stand there, and it's not going to happen. No, you're not going to buy a fur coat. No, it's not going to happen. And you don't have to say anything, and don't get embroiled in an argument. And never mind the name of the calling. You just see a mouth opening and closing and noise coming out. You just be a watcher. Let her scream, yell, throw pots and pans. Just leave it alone. Just stand there and just wait for it to be over. And same with your kids. They wear themselves out. But then they're just going to take all the energy they've got, and there won't be anything left. And you'll stand there as strong as you please. But that's the sort of scenario I'm describing. It just may not happen that way. It's like it will feel to them they're running into a brick wall. The pain of not having their way, the pain of the hell in them meeting the heaven in you, is more than most of them can bear. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, you'll hear it. You're a bully. You're a bully because they can't have their way. I get it. They have a fine madness. They all got it. Every woman you meet has got that. You're going to have to deal with that, and if you can't deal with that, understand that's what marriage is. So I would advise gentlemen and ladies, especially gentlemen, don't get married. Don't let a woman have her way with you. keep your pants zipped up, if you pardon the expression. And they'll all try to take you to bed. Because today the women, they're not worth marrying, I'm sorry to say. They're not. They've become people eaters, man eaters. And you may spend a long time before you find one that loves you for what, for your strength. She'll test you, but then she doesn't test you very much. She just sees that you're not pressing any advantage, and you behold her as even though she's not a good woman, even the not so good women, you treat them as if they were. Your respectful means you do not take her and press any advantage that appears to be advantageous. See, and that's how it must be. If you want to have your life, you have to listen to your conscience and listen to your papa. All right, now we're going to take... Now, Frank has been living at home with sisters and has issues with them, and it's very dangerous to be born into a family where you have five or six sisters. My God, how do you survive it? I don't know, but we'll find out. Hello. Are you there, Frank?
Hello?
Hello, Frank.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Roy.
Yeah, you're on the air with you with the great one. Here I am.
Yes, sir. I don't know where to start, and I know you don't have much time.
I got some time. I got some time with you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just make your point.
Well, it seems like all of my adult life, I've had trouble with depression and anxiety, and I was an alcoholic. I haven't had a drink in 20 years, though, and
yeah.
I've got a 20-year-old daughter that lives with me, and I'm doing really good as far as I've got a real good job now after struggling for about 15 years of poverty, and I couldn't hold down a job due to my anger and everything.
How are you doing with the anger? How are you doing with the anger?
Better, but...
Are you using my meditation exercise? It doesn't sound like you're using it. You know anything about it?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I'm not using it consistently.
No. It's not a toy. It's not a toy. It's the yellow brick. You know the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Okay. But it's the yellow brick road to the Holy Grail of union with God. So it's not a toy or a pot psychology. It is simply a way that a seeker will recognize what he can find, and if you stay with it for a few weeks, a few months, until you don't need the material anymore, and then you find yourself in a place where your character can unfold, and you won't, because I can hear in your voice struggle. It was a noble struggle, but it's struggle it is, and it's not a complete life. If you struggle to be the better person, being a better person is a gift. It's a nature that descends from heaven. It's almost as miraculous as like this. A great white shark, you know what reputation it has? If God could descend down from heaven and put his Holy Spirit into a great white shark, it would become as gentle as a porpoise. That never would happen. It couldn't give it to itself. But it's the same with human beings. The nature you have, even though you've struggled to be a better person, there's still that side of you that lurks inside, and I can hear it crackling in your voice.
Yeah, last night, Roy, I got mad at my daughter, and that's not good. I didn't get mad at my daughter. I yelled at my daughter and made her cry, and it didn't even have anything to do with my daughter. It had to do. Both my parents have passed on, and I have two sisters. And it seems like all of my life, Frank is always supposed to be the one that's wrong. My sisters, it's always.
I Frank know. Now that you know. Now listen
wrong,
very
no
carefully.
What. I've got
listen. Listen, Frank. Listen to me. Listen. It's the nature of women. It's the nature of women to help you to think you're a person, a fine person, to be a God maker. But greater than the God she has made and expects you, since she's made you into a God, into a Jesus, you have to look to her for who you are. And so if you don't fit, if you don't look to your God and give her credit and give her love and seek comfort in her approval and let her get away with murder, yours, then she'll hate you for it. The thing is, women's way of being right is to make the man wrong. You see, and the only way a woman can overcome that is for a man to be so noble, so centered in his creator, that no matter how much he tries to degrade you, she ends up, you know, egg on her face. She just gets angrier and angrier, more and more frustrated, because the only way she can be right is for you to be wrong, but you've been obliging her all, you've been obliging your sisters and your mother and your family all your life. And you've been obliging her through being angry, and if you become angry with your own daughter, what'll happen is you'll start drinking all over again, and she as a woman, with your own daughter, will stand over you.
Well,
life will be a living hell.
Roy, both of us had a crying spell, and we both got everything out, and it's okay with me and my daughter right now. Okay. Because
all right.
But I wasn't mad at her, really. It's just that
yourself.
You probably don't want to hear the whole story, but the thing between me and my younger sister, something happened. And I always apologize, but this time I know that I was right.
Wonderful.
I know I was right, but yet I'm supposed to be wrong. And
I know.
She won't call me until I call her and apologize.
Leave her alone.
Huh?
My advice to you is let that sister go.
That's what my daughter told me. She told me to let my sister
And go listen, your home. Your daughter has a sense of... Your daughter, you're a very, very fortunate man. I can tell you that you've got a daughter that's got a good heart, she's encouraging you to be the father that most little girls don't have.
Yes,
and if you apologize to that sister, your daughter will lose respect for you.
Can you talk to my daughter a minute?
If she wants to, she should call me on her own.
Well, she doesn't want to. She's embarrassed or something.
Oh, fair enough.
She just doesn't want to right now. But
your daughter is right. Your daughter is correct, because a lot of women, she's one of those women, you're very fortunate, that loves to see a man stand up for himself, especially against her own mother. If you still had a wife, I don't know if you do or not, you have a wife still?
Roy, I will say, I mean, I'm not bragging, but when my wife...
Hold the line. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters. This gets interesting.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Do you suffer from anxiety? And do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is you already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do,
You will never forget the day you heard this message.
Yes, remember, ladies and gentlemen, my friends, if you've got a problem or you just want to come and see me, you come to Las Vegas and we have a hypnosis of life and healing seminar, and some magical things will happen there. I've learned a lot. I realized a lot the last couple of years. I've recovered from a very serious illness. 25 years, I've been through all the illnesses you could possibly wish to have. And I will show you that it's possible to come through, come out from under those, no matter how old you are. Okay, 866-8883. That's West Coast time. It's an 800 number. Call me to be alive on the show and come to the seminar in the Texas Station Gambling Hall and Casino on October the 1st, Sunday, October the 1st. Call the office for information, would you? Thank you.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now, where is Frank? Are you still there, Frank?
Yes, sir.
I know. Yes, go ahead. You say what you want to say.
I have been listening to you for quite a while, and there's only been one other man in my life that seemed like he had the wisdom that you have. And it amazes me, your wisdom, where it comes from, I don't know. Maybe it comes from above, but you say a whole lot of the same things that he used to say, almost like they're universal truths.
And well, that's correct. There is a universal truth.
I listen to you. Even sometimes I've gotten mad at you, but I still listen to you. I mean, I agree with like 95% of everything you say. I agree with the important things that you say.
I like that, and that's why you're getting better. But let me just say something to you. Listen carefully. You know that when I speak truly, it can upset you because there's like a spoiled child in you. There's a nature in you that needs correction. And I want to say to you that if you stand up, if you hold your ground with your sister, and especially true, this is especially true with a wife, there's always a risk when a man stands up to his wife who's trying to have her selfish way, and the children are watching. And yes. This is the risk. The children, the wife will start to cry as if you were being mean. And because the children feel what their mothers feel towards their father, they will actually think you are mean for a while. But that shouldn't deter you.
Yes.
And
yes.
So because that happened with me in my life. And I've come out smelling like two roses.
And it's sort of like a short-term pain, long-term gain.
Yes. Well said. Hurts. Jolly good, sir.
Huh?
Very good.
Roy.
What happened? Let me tell you the dynamic. If you hold your ground and your kids say, Dad, I hate you, children and wives are very much alike, and children are much like their mothers. They are willful. They come from willful mothers because mothers are naturally willful, and men fall in love with willful women. But after a while, they begin to see that it becomes very apparent that the man's not in charge anymore, that he's in love, and he's loving the woman more than what's right in his heart. And that's contemptuous. The children see the mother having their way, and they secretly wish that you stand up for yourself. Because then you become, because when you correct her, you're also correcting them.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yes,
because they need that correction. They need that correction. But mothers have a way of turning their children against their father. And it's very, very difficult to be a man.
Yes, sir. I've listened to you, and I've got a whole lot of tapes of your shows. And, Roy, real quick on the meditation, I've got a straight back chair to where I can dangle my right arm on, you know, loosely.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I used to make my arm rise consciously to meet my forehead.
That's not important. The important is keeping out of thought. That's simply a focal point. But I can't go into that with you now because I've only got a minute to leave the air. I've got to say goodbye to you. I enjoyed talking to you, Frank.
Well,
I got to go say goodbye to you and give my regards to your daughter, and let that sister go. Your duty is to your daughter, and thank God your daughter loves you for your strength. Women love men, for that daughter needs you to be strong. You should be tired of giving in to women's pressures and looking for approval and being broken all the time. Do that which you know is right in your heart, and you feel triumph. After a while, you won't feel anything at all, just be old hat. But in the beginning, you'll feel the effect of the changing sides, changing allegiances. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, I hate to leave you. I have to go to bed. I don't know what about me. Don't sleep. I think since I ever had an operation on my bladder a long time ago, and I'm supposed to have another one, but I'm not going to do it, and I'm getting better anyway, so I am. With all the advice in the world, have it. No, I didn't. I'd rather die. But I found a way how to overcome it. Isn't that nice? And now I've overcome all of them. Even the last symptom is going away now, and I'm a free man. I'm almost there. It's just a little bit more, and I just know how glad I am I waited. How glad I am I had faith and had patience and endured it all. I speak all from experience, not from a textbook, but from living experience. And with living experience, I shall help you when you come to Las Vegas on October the 1st for the seminar. Everyone is convening there. I never thought of Las Vegas as a good place to have a seminar, but now I see what a good opportunity that is, and I want to thank my sponsor. We've got a lot of help, some help at least, quite a bit of help, so much he sponsored the seminar in Las Vegas, and I'm very much appreciated to him and his wife and family. And I'll be there October the 1st, Hypnosis of Life, Texas Station Gambling Hall and Hotel. I have a lot of truckers there, find a way to sort of rest over at the Texas Station Gambling Hall. I guess you can sleep in your truck and come to my seminar. It's a donation of $100. Make sure you call my office. We'll send you a ticket if you won't afford it or can't afford it. A ticket will say you can pay whatever you want. Okay, we just want to keep away from looky-loos. That's all. That's why we're doing it that way. Show numbers are K4388 and K4389. These programs are available if you call the office, 866-RADIO-ROY-FAQ.com. 22 hours from now, I'll see you then. Have a good night. Do you suffer from anxiety, and do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is you already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first, you need to see how those daily little irritations to stress mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.